Hi, friends. Welcome to the Fun On Me Days podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Palick. You guys, we have a lot to catch up on. I was not here last week. We did not release an episode last week. I feel like I've been so freaking busy. I've been like living by my motto of having fun on weekdays. I'm just having too much fun. I don't have time to record these days. But today, I'm just going to catch you guys up to what has been happening in my life. So last weekend, Connor, my boyfriend, and I, you guys, wait, let's just start there. The fucking search on my TikTok, it says Jenna Palick and Connor break. That has been on my search for months now. Like, please give it up. Like, leave me alone. Last week, I finally made a TikTok and I'm like, you know what? If people are going to be clicking on this stupid search nonstop, like, I might as well capitalize on it. I might as well be the one getting the views for it. Because when I clicked on it, there's like no relevant or recent videos that pop up with it. So I'm like, okay, well, if they're looking for content, I guess I'll give it to them. It's not going to be what they want, but I made a TikTok that was like, mind your business. Why are you clicking on this search bar? And that video actually did pretty well. So that was my best attempt at addressing it, but we are still dating. We still live together. Everything is fine and dandy, but apparently saying that out loud is not enough for people. I don't know. It's so stupid, but we went to San Francisco last weekend. Connor is from Michigan and he was so excited that the Lions were in the playoffs. We decided to go to San Francisco like 2 days before we left. So we ended up staying in Palo Alto, not directly in San Francisco. Neither of us have really been there. I think he had been there like years ago, but didn't really remember much about it. So we stayed in Palo Alto, which was kind of by like Silicon Valley. And it was exactly what I pictured it to be honest with you. It's just a bunch of these like kind of glass buildings. They look like corporate buildings everywhere with really pretty trees. That was pretty much my experience. The hotel was really nice, but we stayed about like 45 minutes away from San Francisco. So this makes no sense. San Francisco's football team, the 49ers, their football stadium is like an hour away. And I guess that maybe is a normal thing, but I didn't know that because growing up in Cleveland, we have our football stadium, the basketball arena, the baseball fields. I'm trying to think of like the terminology for all of those sports, but we had everything directly downtown. So if we had a team in Cleveland, it would be so weird for us to drive an hour away to get to any of the professional sports teams, but maybe that's normal. I don't know. I was surprised by that. So there was just so much information online about where to stay in San Francisco. And because we were mainly there to go to the game, we just decided to stay closer to the stadium. So we did 1 day in San Francisco. We drove to the city. We went to the bridge, which it's just a bridge. Like, it's pretty. It's a really long, giant bridge. Everyone was off on the side of the road taking pictures and stuff. And like, I guess that's just what I picture when I think of San Francisco. And I didn't really know anything else about the city other than the bridge and Full House. So after that, we went to the Painted Ladies. That's what it's called, the Full House for little like houses that are next to each other. And then you can see the city in the background. And I have to be completely honest with you guys. It was so underwhelming. We both pulled up and we're like, wait, it's pastel. Like, why did I think that the Painted Ladies were going to be painted bright colors? And in all the photos I saw, I just thought that the houses were like brighter, more colorful. I don't know. So we went there. I think we were there for like 3 minutes. Connor took a little video of me walking in the park, took a cute picture. We walked around that park and then we got back in the car and then we drove through San Francisco, like the downtown city. We didn't see very much of it, but we probably spent the most time at the pier. So we drove through the Fisherman's Wharf and then we parked and we walked down Pier 93, Pier 39, Pier 90, whatever number the pier is. We walked down it. And it was kind of a drab day, if I'm being honest with you. Like, the weather wasn't the prettiest. It was okay. It was like just kind of gray and dull. And I feel like it sucks because that is now my perception of San Francisco is kind of like just lackluster. Oh my God, the San Francisco girlies are going to hate me for that. This is no shade against your city, okay? I think in my mind, I was picturing me to be wearing a floppy sun hat and like a lanyard and a big camera. And I was going to be taking pictures of all these really cool things to do in San Francisco. But it was kind of touristy along that entire strip by the Fisherman's Wharf. we didn't even like walk down that, but I don't know. I guess I was picturing it to be a lot more beachy, but it wasn't really. I guess I pictured it to be kind of similar to San Diego. I love San Diego. San Francisco, I'm glad we went. I've never been there before. We had a great time. Unfortunately, the Lions lost, so that sucked. But at least my outfit was cute. What else sucked was that I didn't even get a freaking picture in the outfit. But I guess the silver lining is I can wear the outfit again. Nobody will even know that I wore it. So whatever. It was a good weekend in San Francisco. I came back on Monday. And then exciting news. Me and Gabby have been working on this planner that we're making for fun on weekdays, and we just finished it this week. Gabby has this like giant notebook that she's been drawing everything to scale, which is so cool to see her actually taking everything that I've told her and putting it into a notebook. Like, it's just crazy, and I would never be able to do that myself, so thank God we have her. She's a graphic designer, but she also does photography. She helps with my social media. Like, Gabby is kind of this like catch-all gal that has been so helpful for me this year. So this week we were really focusing on trying to nail down the layout of our planner. So if you guys don't know this, I'm coming out with planners. I don't know if it'll be like this fall or maybe the beginning of next year, but the idea is to help people create time in their everyday life to have fun. And as simple and silly as that sounds, like obviously, yeah, you should have time for fun. One of the most common things that people tell me is I don't have time for fun on weekdays, or I am working, or I have all these other priorities. So the idea of the planner is to help you create a balance between your personal social life and your work life. And you know what the craziest thing about it too is, I was doing a lot of research, and when you type in a social planner, the only thing that pops up is a social media planner where you're planning like what you're going to post during the week. And it's not a social planner in the aspect of helping you create a social life. So the idea of the planner is it will be a universal planner. There will be no dates in it. You'll be able to fill that in yourself, and it'll come with a sticker pack of like the month labels that you can put into each month. It will be a full year calendar. So it will have a month to month calendar overview, and then you flip it, and then it's a weekly calendar, you flip it, and then you have a daily calendar too. So it'll be from like 5 a.m. to midnight, an hourly calendar for each day of the week as well. And then there's prompts that are going to be in it, like what is giving you energy this week, what is draining you, rate your social battery this week, and it'll actually be like a battery that you can fill in, which is super cute. I loved that idea. I was so proud of that one. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And then there's other things too. So I always say that my perfect week consists of three things. One, doing some sort of self-care, doing something alone, something that like I genuinely love to do, whether that's doing my makeup or maybe getting my nails done, taking myself shopping, going to yoga by myself. It's some sort of self-care for myself. And then two is doing something social. So whether that's going on a date with Connor, hanging out with my girlfriends, hosting people at my house, or just calling a friend, something social. I have to interact with other people. Absolutely have to. And this is during the week too. This is Monday through Friday for me. And then the third thing is I want to do something active. I feel like it's very important to get out of the house and move your body, and it has a direct correlation to your mental health. So I've been trying to walk a lot more lately, but those three things will be a prompt at the beginning of every single week where you will write down what you're planning to do. And then there's also a space too that'll be like, it's called phone a friend. So I feel like this is a really good reminder for myself, but I always forget to just like call my friends and check up on them. Whether that's sometimes, no, I talk to my mom pretty frequently, but just, I don't know, some like friends from high school, we live in different cities now. It can be so easy to forget to check up on each other. And I have my friend Sarah, who, this is incredible, I can finally share this now. I've known for a couple weeks and I've been like itching to tell someone. This is the one secret that I did keep because it's not mine to share, but my best friend Sarah is pregnant, and I'm literally over the moon. Like, I am so excited. She is basically like a sister to me, and I do have two older sisters, but neither of them have any kids. So she's the first one that is like very, very close to me in my life that's having a baby, which is just insane to me. She just found out a couple days ago that it's going to be a girl. So I surprised her today, actually, and I booked a flight to Orlando to go and visit her. And I don't even know what we're going to do. I don't care what we do. We could just sit and talk for hours and hours all weekend. Connor is actually going to the Grand Canyon, and he is doing this 43-mile hike. He's going rim to rim to rim. I don't like the name of that. I don't like how that sounds. The rim of the canyon, okay? Ew. Ew. Get your head out of the gutter. So he's doing this 43-mile hike with some of his guy friends. And I'm like, good for you. I love that. That is not for me. So that's the weekend that he's going to the Grand Canyon. I decided, oh, well, if he's going to be gone, I'll just go visit my friend Sarah. So anyways, all of that to say, she is my one friend that she is so good about following up with all of her friends and checking up on people and like just knowing exactly what everybody is doing all the time, but not in like an annoying way. You know, you're not like pestering someone. She's just so thoughtful and intentional. And that's a quality that I really want to have as a friend myself. So that'll be part of the calendar, is phone a friend each week to write down who you're going to call and chat with. So love that. We were working on the calendar this week and we are almost done. Everything is done on paper. So now we're starting to make the digital version of it and put all the cutesy little details into it, which I'm really excited about. And the other thing that we've been working on, actually, oh my gosh, there's quite a few things that are going on lately. I have my water boy next to me. And this is exciting because we're relaunching my water boy collab. So that'll come out at the end of March, I believe, is our tentative date, which will be perfect for spring break and for all of our spring brides or summer brides. And they ordered so much product. So the last time that we launched the Fun on Weekdays Water Boy was November 2022, like a year and a half ago. Wait, yeah, a year and a couple months ago. Wait, I'm so bad at math. What was that? Yeah, a year and a couple months ago. Okay. And they had only ordered 4,000 units. And I don't say only because that's still a lot, but they ordered 4,000 packages of the Water Boy. And that sold out in, I think, like 7 hours or something, which was so crazy because we were packaging everything live on TikTok, which was so fun. I was signing all the little card inserts that go into the packages. And it was just such a surreal experience. And now to see like how far they've come and just hear from Connor, obviously living with him, I like have such a close relationship to the brand and I'm just so proud of them. I'm just so proud of him. Like I really am. And he's so humble. He will never, ever, ever like talk about his successes or anything, but Waterboy is just popping off. This is going to be their year. So I'm really grateful to be a part of it and to have known Connor and Mike through the entire thing. And I'm excited to share with you guys when that comes out, but it'll be, I think, like the end of March. So that's happening. I have been talking to Fashion Pass, which I actually talked about Fashion Pass in my last episode, but they are a clothing rental website company. I don't know the terminology, but basically you can rent clothes. A lot of the clothes that you can see on like Revolve from a lot of those same designers, more contemporary, not like super high-end designer, but it's also a $300 sweater that you don't want to buy because you're never going to wear it more than two times. So I'm working with Fashion Pass and we're coming out with something really exciting this spring as well. And we're planning to do a really big event for that. So with the events with Fun on Weekdays, I kind of took a break from doing these really big events and I took events back on myself. So my goal was to just do more events more frequently in more cities and try to remove myself a little bit, not because I don't want to be at all the events, but I want the whole focus of the events to be because people want to meet other people, not necessarily just me. So in January, we did 12 community events, which is crazy. We did a bunch of workout events, health and wellness. I hosted a couple walks. That was really fun. So our theme for February is going to be crafts. So we have, I think like two or three that are currently coordinated. Everything is always posted on our Instagram. The one is already sold out. It was like super quick. It's in Oklahoma City with the City and Stars. And they're doing a charm bracelet or a charm necklace making class. It's super cute. The girl who owns the brand is so excited. It sold out in like, I mean, maybe an hour, which is so exciting. So I'm trying to coordinate more and more events, but oh, this is funny. Actually, on Wednesday of this past week, we did a pickleball event in Austin, and there were about 70 girls that came, and there were a couple girls that were talking to Gabby at the end of the night. Gabby was telling me about this the other day, and they said, so, like, how many people do you guys work with at Fun on Weekdays? And Gabby goes, oh, it's like, it's just me and Jenna. And they're like, so you actually work with Jenna? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, I thought you like reported to someone. So I think it's hilarious to me when I hear stuff like that and people think that we have like this huge team, because we don't. It is literally just me and Gabby. We have my managers, but they help with like getting sponsorships and stuff. They aren't like planning events. They're not planning our socials. They're not replying to anybody. It's just doing like the back end kind of stuff. So yeah, it's just me and Gabby. And if that gives you any more context, that's why sometimes I can't do like 50 events in a month as much as I wish I could. So I don't know. We're getting there, but I really kind of feel like I'm popping off lately. Like content has been so much more fun lately. I don't know if it's because I got a new vanity or what, but I've just been having so much fun making content again. And it's like really nice and refreshing, because for a minute there, I was absolutely hating it, which sounds so ridiculous to say because I'm so privileged to even do this as a living. But I think you go in like ebbs and flows when I am having a really good time, and then also when I'm absolutely hating it. But the times that I've only ever hated social media are when I'm like not happy myself and when things like really get under my skin. But for example, today, I posted this video getting ready with my friend Sammy last night, and there's these stupid accounts. And see, this is another thing too. I would usually let this get under my skin, but if you have zero followers and you're following zero people and you have zero profile picture and you're a user, blah, 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 or like just a bunch of random letters, you don't deserve to share your opinion. You can share your opinion, but it does not deserve to be listened to. So this person commented and they're like, oh, Sammy said your makeup is muddy. The Fun on Weekdays dibs product is muddy. Because in the video last night, she said, oh, I saw some comments from people who said that the product looks muddy on them or it doesn't work with their skin, but here is how you fix that and here is why it maybe looks like that. And then she shows in the video how to do it. And I feel like if I, well, the fact that I'm even talking about this right now is kind of solidifying that I was somewhat annoyed by it. It did get under my skin because I am talking about it, but I'm not like offended. I just immediately blocked. You know that sound that's like, mwah, blocked. Who was that? Was that Claudia? Is that Claudia's sound bit? I don't know. That's my favorite sound right now though. And I feel like that's very a good representation of my life lately, is just any negative energy, blocked, ignored. I'm not giving any energy to it. I'm not feeding into it. So after I blocked that account, shocker, another account that I think their username was like blocked account or something like that, something so stupid, commented almost the exact same thing. They're like, did Sammy just say that your makeup is muddy? I'm like, no, do you have fucking earwax in your ears? Like, clean out your ears. She said in the video, sorry, she's got a little overwhelmed. I don't really know why, but I've been extra irritable lately. Today specifically, I tried to go shopping. I tried to do some errands. Today is Sunday, by the way. And downtown was just packed and I was just getting so irritated by everything. And I decided I cannot be out and about right now with this negative energy. I got to go home. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just sitting at home and I'm excited to take my makeup off and sit on the couch and watch Prison Brides. I don't know if you guys have heard of that show yet, but crazy freaking story. When I was flying home to Cleveland for Christmas, I was sitting next to this Australian woman, and we just got to chatting, of course, because I'm a chatty Kathy. I could talk to a wall. I was probably annoying her, but she told me about how she's flying to Ohio, because I'm like, wait, you have an accent. What are you doing in Ohio? Like, where are you flying from? Where are you from? She's from Australia. So it all makes sense now. She said that she was a producer for Lifetime, and they're doing a docuseries about women who fall in love with men who are in prison through like being pen pals, because you know how that's a huge trend on TikTok where you can write letters to people who are in prison. Well, they follow these women who fall in love with their like pen pals and they end up trying to like date them or marry them when they get released from prison. So it's craziest thing. I've only watched one episode, but I'm honestly so excited to finish this episode and go watch more. Not that I don't want to talk to you guys, because I do. We have so much more to chat about, but it's so good and it's insane. So this woman is moving from Australia to Ohio, where this guy is going to be released from prison. And I don't know why she's doing that, because I'm pretty sure where he lives in Ohio is just in the middle of nowhere. I will say Ohio in the summer, beautiful. Cleveland in the summer, love. Anywhere along like Lake Erie is just so pretty. And if she were moving up there, I would not judge her for that. But I'm like, what happens if you move and he's crazy? And they say that they're going to change and, you know, they made a mistake, that they wound up in prison. But the one guy was in prison for 15 years and then he was released and then he was back in prison and she's about to marry him. I'm like, that is another level of confidence in your partner. Like, whoa, that's crazy. So I'm really intrigued to find out what happens. But I just thought it was insane that I was sitting next to this producer who was saying that they were pitching this show. They were filming it all for Lifetime. And they weren't sure if it was going to be on like Netflix or not. And it's on Netflix now. So I wish I knew the girl's name so I could message her and be like, oh my God, I'm watching your show. But what a small world, right? Okay, I did want to talk to you guys about TikTok lately because I've seen some videos that have stirred up some thoughts. These are two completely unrelated thoughts. The first one is I saw this video because my friend Amelia tagged me in it and it was about, hold on, let me find it. Okay, so the creator's name is Kylie Sullivan and her TikTok is about how you have connector friends. That's what she calls them. And they're the kind of friend that they introduce you to their whole group of friends and they're just a connector. Like it's not that you are becoming friends with, let's use Kylie's name for example. Like if you just met Kylie, you became friends with Kylie and she introduces you to her friends. It's not that like she's the middleman. It's that you actually become friends with the people she introduces you to. And she was just talking about how that's not common at all. And I just wanted to talk about it because I genuinely think that I was put on this earth to be a connector. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who like, I mean, people post on our Facebook page all the time about female friendships and how they get upset that like their friend isn't including them with their other group of friends or whatever. And it's because they're not a connector. It's crazy to me that this is a thing, but like it just is. If you have a friend that has their own set of other friends, whether they met them in college or like high school or they're in a book club with them or something, and they talk about them all the time, but they never introduce you to them and they never include you. Like, I want to say that I understand, but I just don't. I just don't. Like, I get it because maybe some of your friends are just completely different interests and you just don't think that they would get along. But I would rather introduce them and let them decide that on their own. I don't know. I just think that's so crazy. And people post on our Facebook page about like feeling discluded and I just thought that was such a great topic to talk about because with Fun on Weekdays specifically, see, I think my thing is that if I have a friend and I love them and I genuinely have no jealousy over them, I think that they're a great person, why would you not want to introduce every other person that you meet in your life to them? I feel like the only reason why people don't do that is because they are somewhat insecure or scared that if they do introduce them, that they'll become closer friends than you are with that person. And that's like definitely fair. Okay, I could understand that. I feel like I've had that thought a couple times. Like for example, when I was in college, I freshman year had joined a sorority. I'd just become friends with all of these new girls and I was like so excited that I loved being a part of the sorority. It was like my life. I lived, breathed everything Alpha Phi. And my best friend, Emily, we went to high school together and she was one of those friends that in high school, she was a gymnast. And we talk about this now and we laugh about it. I actually have a podcast with her all about how we like got in this fight in college. And it's just so crazy to me because the reason why we got in the fight was like somewhat because I was not being a connector. So all this to say, she does not go through recruitment freshman year. She decides sophomore year that she wants to go through recruitment. And I was being a little bit of a brat. I was honestly being a bitch. Like I wanted to reserve my friends and my like sorority friends to myself. And I didn't want her to really be friends with those people. And the reason why was because I was just so jealous of her. I mean, I feel like Emily is just this like super, super bubbly, hilarious person. And I just thought that if I introduce my other friends to her, they would like her more than they liked me. And I didn't want that. And it is so clear to me now, looking back, I'm like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever felt in my life. Granted, I was like 18 years old, so I'll give myself some grace for it. And I was going through a breakup, and I was like, I was just really not, I don't know. I was just really, really insecure. And it makes sense now. But I feel like because I've experienced that, I totally know what it's like to not want to be a connector, because you think that connecting people will make you less close to them. But I think that being a connector is integral to creating adult friendships. I really do, because how do you even make friends as an adult? Like, you have to go and find them on your own. And they always say that dating is the best through like mutual connections, but I feel the same way about friendships too. Of course, you can meet a girl at a yoga class and you can hit it off and you become best friends instantaneously. Or I don't know, you meet them. Actually, my friend Sammy, I met her at HEB. How funny is that? We were in the produce aisle and she goes, "Oh my gosh, Jenna." And we just started chatting and she recognized me because she knew Connor from a couple years ago from another friend, and like, just so crazy. But we had never met. And so she was like a one-off kind of friend where I'm like, this is so crazy that we just met at a grocery store. But immediately the next time I hung out with Sammy, I introduced her to my friends Amelia and Megan and Madeline and Anna. And then they became friends. And then Madeline and, okay, wait, no, no, no. And then Sammy and Amelia hang out on their own. And like, I don't think that that's weird. Because I see, I think a lot of girls get upset that if you introduce one of your friends to your other friends and then they hang out without you, they get upset. I feel like that's very healthy, and everybody is allowed to have their own friendships. Just because they hang out without you doesn't necessarily mean that they're discluding you, unless it's like incredibly intentional. But I would never be upset that, like, if I look at, honestly, if I look at every single one of my friends, I think I've met almost all of them in like completely different scenarios. And we've become this like really solid group of people because I have been willing to connect them with each other. And I've been willing to allow them to become friends with each other. And of course I should allow them to, like, it's not my decision to keep them from that. But okay, here's my thing. People always want to have a group of girlfriends, but then they don't want them to all be better friends than they are with each other. Do you know what I mean? So like, you have to pick one or the other. You either want to be a part of a group of girlfriends where everybody is friends with each other and it's okay to know that they might hang out without you and that they might have a closer connection to one person or the other, maybe more than you, or you don't want to be a part of that and you just want to have your own separate friendships. I feel like you can't pick both because it just leads to like jealousy and, I don't know, toxic friendships for sure. Like, we had a toxic friend that is no longer part of this group at all, but she did not like that we would hang out without her one-on-one with like other girls that were not a part of hanging out. And then she would like disclude herself. And it was just this insane story. I'm not even going to talk about it because I'm honestly scared of this girl. I'm not going to talk about it, but she was one of the people that did not agree with being a connector. And I'm just here to say, being a connector is the most incredible thing in the world. And I am so grateful that I kind of get to be a connector for my job with Fun on Weekdays. That is literally what I do. Sometimes as the connector, you have to understand that like your purpose is to help other people become friends, which maybe means that your circle of people is smaller. Because when I think about who I'm actually friends with, it's like a few people that I'm super, super close with. And I connect people all the time, but I'm connecting them to find people that I think that they will be better friends with. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really know where I was going with this, but I just wanted to talk about being a connector friend and how I think that it is so undervalued. And if you are the connector friend, you are the glue that keeps everybody together. You really are. And I think it's important to have those people as an adult friend. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about who your connector friend is, or if you're thinking about yourself, I don't know. That's it. I had nothing else to add. That's it. Okay. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to add about social media lately, can we talk about this fucking Charlotte Tilbury lips, that PR thing that's going on? I think that is the most ridiculous thing in the world. And you know what? I think for a while I was scared to like really vocalize my opinions about things because I thought that, well, and it's probably true that if I talk poorly or negatively about a brand, then they're never going to want to work with me on a paid basis. And I feel like I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, but if I'm talking negatively about a brand, like, why would I even want to work with them on a paid basis? So, like, who cares? So, with that being said, let's just talk about this Charlotte Tilbury debacle for a second. So, I, a few weeks ago, made a video about how wasteful PR is because, and I've talked about this plenty of times before, where when I lived in an apartment, it wasn't so much of a big deal because I had like just started social media and I was willing to accept everything and it was still so like fun and exciting, and it always is fun and exciting to get free gifts, of course. But over the course of the past 3 years that I've been doing social media, you just start to realize like, I don't need this shit. Somebody else needs this way more than me. And a lot of the stuff you literally cannot donate. And I know people say that a lot. They're like, well, if you don't want it, just donate it to a women's shelter. Of course, but there are so many products that you cannot donate to a women's shelter. And most of the time, they prefer monetary donations over products. That is literally a fact. You can look that up. And so I got myself in a little bit of trouble because I had all this excess PR and I decided, you know what? I'm going to sell this very discounted to my followers that genuinely want these products. And then I will use that money and donate that to the women's shelter so that they can use that for whatever else these women need, because they need far more things other than just makeup. Of course, makeup is super nice to have, but these women need other things. So all that to say, I have made numerous videos in the past about how I just think PR can be super wasteful, but more so recently talking about just the packaging. And Darcy, I'm not mutuals with Darcy. I don't think I even follow Darcy, to be honest, but she was all over my For You page maybe a month ago. I don't have anything against her, of course, but she was getting a lot of shit because she did this like huge unboxing haul video. And I like was reading the comments and just honestly, as a consumer of content too, I feel like it helps me understand when to be like, when I am saying things or doing things that are somewhat out of touch or like just insensitive, I guess. And as I'm watching content as a consumer, seeing these giant PR hauls from brands that I know that she doesn't actually like use or work with probably, I don't know. It just makes me want to do it that much less. And I feel like it gives me this like negative mindset towards PR in general. And I'm like, it's not that hard to say no. It's really not that hard. And I know that because I used to be so afraid to say no because I thought that brands wouldn't want to work with me. But then it turns out it actually has nothing to do with brands wanting to work with you or not. They would actually respect you so much more if you said, actually, no, thank you. I don't want to receive this package, but like stay in touch in the future. I would still love to work with you. Like brands actually appreciate that because then they can send your package to somebody else who's actually going to want it, who will be way more likely to post it. Anyway, where was I going with this? Oh my God, where was I going? I don't know. I made a video talking about basically just my thoughts on PR and just how the packaging in itself is absolutely absurd. So when I lived in this apartment complex, I had a trash chute like 2 doors down from me. And I guarantee you my entire floor probably hated me so much. I guarantee you they were like, oh my God, that stupid influencer that fills up our trash room. And it's true because I had so many boxes nonstop. I would fill up the room and it was so annoying. And I did honestly feel bad about it, but it's like, what am I supposed to do with all of this stuff? And brands will send like one tube of mascara inside of a custom box that is encased in another branded box. And then that branded box is inside of a brown cardboard box to protect the branded box. And it's just so wasteful. A lot of the boxes you can't break down. It's always filled with confetti and shit that, like, what are you supposed to do with it? It's that like shredded paper, or they'll put bubble wrap in there, and just the packaging in itself is insane. So I made this video, and a couple days later is when this whole Charlotte Tilbury thing came about with all of these missing lipsticks in their recent PR thing. And so lately I have been getting tagged in so many TikToks lately where people are like, what do you think about this packaging? Or what do you think about this PR box? Because I've been pretty vocal about how I think that it's just so stupid that like, why would they do that? And then now that it came out that Charlotte Tilbury actually, I don't know. I'm actually curious what your guys' thoughts are. I think that it was intentional all along. I think they intentionally did not put the lipsticks in it so that influencers would be way more likely to post a video and be like, oh my God, I got this PR box and it doesn't have lipsticks in it. Like, how weird. And then the likelihood of people making a video would be way higher. And I've said this before, but brands, I think, have this mindset that more is more. And because so many creators get sent so many things, you have to do something crazy and outrageous in order to stand out, which is just not true. Like, just have a good product and you will stand out. You don't need to have this insane over the top packaging. Like, I promise you, the packaging and the logo and the design is not going to make it work any better. It's not going to make me like the product anymore. And if anything, I think sending some absurd PR box with like every single color and every single shade range or clothes that you're never going to wear in different sizes, like, it's just so wasteful and it's embarrassing. And it makes me not want to post it. And if anything, it makes me not want to work with a brand that much more. So I feel like I'm finally at this point in my life where I just don't give a shit. And I'm willing to sacrifice maybe not working with people by just sharing how I feel. But I think it's honestly good because we need people to just speak up about it because brands need to stop. Like, it's annoying. It's so annoying. And I understand that it's like somebody's job and I'm not trying to shit on them because somebody did a really great job designing that lipstick packaging. But have you guys seen the video of the MAC lipstick bottle? What's up with the lipstick bottles lately? Like, we got Charlotte Tilbury first with the lipstick box. Now we got MAC with the lipstick bottle and it was just full of confetti. And then it was full of like, I think 18 shades of lipstick, which, okay, that would be really great if you were a makeup artist, but if you're just like an everyday person, that's just so much product. It's just so much. So what I've been doing lately is, well, actually it was kind of great because when I moved to a new house, my address changed, which also too, I'm sure there's probably so many PR packages that are being sent to my old address. And I've reached out so many times to change my address or to ask to stop sending and they don't reply. Like Kiehl's, for example. Not to shit on Kiehl's, although I don't ever use Kiehl's. I would never work with them. I don't hate the brand, but they somehow got my address. I never agreed to receive PR and they were sending me a PR package almost every single week. And it was the exact same products over and over and over again. It wasn't even like a launch of a new product or anything. And I know that me complaining about this just sounds so insensitive and out of touch. And I understand like I'm privileged to even be getting these products to begin with. But my whole point is, stop sending them to people that don't need it. Like literally send it to your most loyal customers who have been buying your products for years. They're going to appreciate it way more. And I feel like it really has taught me so much about how I would treat things if I was a business owner. And just how you can be way more appreciative to your consumers versus like, I don't know, influencers, I guess. I don't know. I just think it's absurd. So essentially, Charlotte Tilbury sent this giant PR package and it was to launch these new lip products and all of the lip liners were in there, but the lipsticks were taken out. So everybody starts making these videos like, oh my God, I got this PR package. Did I get the lipsticks? And people thought the lipsticks were hidden in the box. But I think it actually turns out nobody really knows if they were intentionally left out or if they were, it was just a fluke. But now Charlotte Tilbury has come out with this whole like missing case evidence file bags. And I don't know how quickly you could turn that over. Like if it was a genuine mistake and now you're trying to use it and make it like a fun little thing and just feed into it. I mean, somebody has to design those bags. You have to source those bags. You have to print those bags, get them shipped to you. That's not like a thing that you can do in 3 days. It's just not, unless you have a local vendor or something, but I can't imagine that they do as like such a huge company. I imagine they're probably doing that internationally to be cheaper. I have no idea, but I just think that it is so incredibly wasteful and just put such a bad taste in my mouth. And I love the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk lip liners. Like I really do love them. I have multiple of them in my drawer thinking about them right now because I really do love them. I love a lot of their products too. It's just like, stop doing that. And if you're listening to this podcast and you work in PR as a brand, like please know that sending a thoughtful note or actually, wait, I have to give a shout out to CoverGirl because they commented on my video the other day of me stalking my vanity about how I had just gotten this new makeup vanity. And they replied and said, hey, Jenna, we'd love to stock up your vanity with some new products. Send us your address. And I replied to it and I said, oh, that is so sweet. You should stock up some of my followers. And they actually did. So shout out to CoverGirl, because I thought that was actually so, so awesome. They messaged a couple girls. They replied on the comments and were like, hey, Hillary, we're restocking some of Jenna's followers with some new makeup. Send us your address if you're interested in receiving. I'm like, oh my God, that is so sweet of you. Like, that to me goes so far. If you're willing to listen to me about like what I would appreciate, I mean, not that everybody, you're not entitled to listen to me. Like, you definitely don't have to. But if you are a brand and you want people to have loyalty to you, number one thing you can do is just appreciate them and acknowledge them. And I think you can do that by offering the exact same incentives and things that you're giving to influencers who have never used your product before to the customers. I don't think that I'm like high and mighty or anything. I don't think that I'm above anybody by saying this. And I'm not saying this to like be relatable or anything. I just genuinely think that it's so absurd. And now every time I watch a PR video and it's this like crazy box, it makes me not want to work with that brand, or I don't know. So I've been saying no lately. And also too, you can say no in a respectful way. So I'll reply and be like, thank you so much for reaching out. I actually sent this the other day. What did I say? I'm trying to cut back on my consumption this year. So I'll pass this time, but let's stay in touch for future opportunities or something like that. I don't know. I worded it a lot more professionally and they were so nice. No brand has ever been like, oh, fuck you. You don't want my PR package? Fuck you. I'm never talking to you again. No, if you said no, thank you. Or if you just request, like, I would love to try the product. My only request is if you could send it in minimal package. I'm trying to reduce waste. That would be great. That would be awesome. Like, they're not going to be mad at you for doing that. So anyways, those are my thoughts on what's happening lately. Being a connector friend, excessive PR. What else? Oh, tomorrow I'm leaving to go to Knoxville, Tennessee. Never been there either. I've been traveling to all these places I've never been to. I went to Tampa. I went to San Francisco, going to Knoxville. And I'm speaking at the University of Tennessee, which is so exciting. UT Tennessee, not UT Austin. So only thing I'm stressed about is I still don't know what I'm going to wear. It is in their student auditorium. I looked it up on Google Images and it looks massive. So it just reminds me, senior year of college, I was on our student, what's it called? Student government. I was in our student government and I was in the programming department for marketing of like programming and events at the university. So my senior year fall semester, we had David Dobrik come and speak. And it was very similar to what I'm doing. It's this like panel and anybody can come. You just sign up for a ticket. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, how did 3 years pass? And now I'm like the quote talent that's going to a college. It's so crazy to me. And it's so silly that like, what? Like what? You booked me to come and speak about what? Like literally about what? I mean, they sent over all these questions that they have to ask me. And it's a lot about like transitioning into life after college and advice that I have for making friends and advice that I have on like starting in social media, which I feel like is actually really cool now that social media is talked about and like encouraged when you're in college. But that just wasn't a thing when I was in college. I mean, it was, but it was like the David Dobriks of the world, you know? It was like these YouTubers. We didn't have TikTokers. And YouTube is not nearly as accessible as TikTok because you need to have like a legitimate camera. You need to know how to edit. You need to upload thumbnails and stuff. With TikTok, you just press record and anybody can do it. So I feel like it's cool now that kids who are in college, like doing social media is more of an accessible industry. So I'm honestly really honored. So I am a little nervous though, but that is really all I've been up to, you guys. I'll have to let you know how UT Knoxville goes. Maybe I'll keep a list of all the questions they ask me and I'll make that into its own podcast episode, just answering all the questions for anybody who's not able to attend. But thank you guys for listening this week. I hope you all have a fantastic week. My fun on weekdays activity for you is to go to Dave & Buster's. Me and Connor were driving home from running errands the other day, actually yesterday, and we passed Dave & Buster's and Connor's like, wait, we have to go. Turned in and we were there for like an hour and a half. And I might have a concussion because we rode the Roller Coaster Tycoon like little simulator thing. And yeah, it was just a lot. It was really loud. My head was banging around. Got kids everywhere, but it was so fun. We won a mood ring and we won a phone tripod with our tickets. It was so fun. And we left. I was like, that was so cute of us. We just stopped on the side of the road, went to Dave & Buster's, had a little date for an hour and a half. Like, it was just so fun to be a kid again. So that's your fun on weekdays activity for you, is to go play arcade games, because it is so fun. All right, that's all, you guys. I will talk to you next Tuesday. Bye.